And that was the American soprano Eleanor Stieber in selections from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. First we heard her sing Porgi Amor, and then Dove Sono, accompanied by the RCA Victor Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf.
Here on Classics for Voice, WJFF on a cold wintry night.
Although it is warming up a little bit.
Well, you know what? Actually, that's true.
It wasn't so bad coming in.
It's about 30 degrees according to our thermometer here.
And that was soprano Eleanor Stieber in music from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, his opera The Abduction from the Seraglio. We heard Constanze's Martin, Aller Arten, sung in English. Eleanor Stieber accompanied by the RCA Victor Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jean Morel. And you're listening to Classics for Voice here on 90.5 FM WJFF.
Radio Catskill.
Hydropowered Radio Catskill. Yeah. Let's put the whole list on.
Well, you know, that is such a virtuosic piece.
Isn't it amazing?
God. And you know, the thing about the idea that Mozart wasn't performed at the Met until...
Well, I mean, he was performed at the Met, of course, but Abduction wasn't. It's hard to wrap your mind the idea of a Mozart opera premiering at the Met in the 20th century. But in fact, it hadn't been performed before then, so it was kind of amazing.
Now, I wonder when she did the premiere, she did it in English?
Or? Yes, and she also did a very famous production of Così in English. Really,
it's
wonderful.
A signature piece. I mean, it's an amazing performance.
Well, there was a belief that also persists still in parts of Germany now that certainly comedy should be done in the vernacular of the audience so that they would get the jokes. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we depend upon surtitles to decipher the jokes for us. But what they did back then, there was a big movement to have opera in translation. And actually, I have to say, I'm sorry that there isn't more attempt at producing standard repertoire in English language, because I think it's wonderful when an audience can connect so viscerally with the language. You know, once you understand the language an opera is being sung in, it's amazing how your sense of that music changes. So interesting how people thought about that opera at that time. So, of course, now everything's done in the original language. You're considered a hick, I suppose, they think, if you do it in English. I'm not sure. Anyhow, we have two more selections of Eleanor Stieber. We're going to listen to a couple of selections from a live 1958 concert at Carnegie Hall, and Miss Stieber is accompanied by her longtime partner in crime on the stage, Edwin Bitcliffe, the pianist who accompanies her in many recitals through the years. And here she sang, of course, a very...
So up until now, we were hearing studio recordings.
They're all studio recordings.
And this will be a live performance, which is always, for me, a really special treat because you get to see, you know...
it's funny. Eleanor came from a time she loved to sing, first and foremost. And she loved singing concerts. She did two USO tours, actually, during wartime, where she went around and sang for the troops. She loved to be out there doing what she loved. And she really would, frankly, chew up the scenery. She sang a rather varied repertoire at the Metropolitan Opera. We'll talk a little bit more about some of her repertoire later in the evening. But she sang quite a lot. She's very well known, of course, as a Mozart soprano, but she sang a lot of the Puccini and Verdi heroines at the Met as well.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And we're going to hear...
And so we're about to hear.
We are. We're going to hear arias from two of those roles that she sang at the Met. We'll hear first the aria Un bel di vedremo from Giacomo Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly. And then we will hear the aria Ernani Involami from the opera Ernani of Giuseppe Verdi. And these are both soprano Eleanor Stieber in a live 1958 concert at Carnegie Hall and accompanied by Edwin Bitcliffe.
Oh,
And that was American soprano Eleanor Stieber in a live 1958 Carnegie Hall recital, singing two selections, first from Puccini's Madame Butterfly, Un Bel Dì, and then from Verdi's Ernani, Ernani in Volami, and she was accompanied by Edwin Bitcliffe on the piano. And wow, what a live recital that was, huh?
Well, you know, we can have the feeling that she's here with us tonight on Classics for Voice here on WJFF. I'm Kathy Geary.
And I'm Kevin Hanick.
So...